All right, so today's topic is obviously trust, right? Trusting God. And for today's topic, we studied Psalm 91. So that's the first thing we're going to look at here today. We need somebody to read for us the entirety of Psalm 91. Any volunteers in the audience here? Well, we're all flipping to it. Psalm 91. Who's fast? Who can get there and read these verses to us? Anybody? Who's got it?
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Most High. I will say from the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noise of the snake. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His trust shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror thereof, nor for the arrow that flieth by thee, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that is with thy secret at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near me. Only with mine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the way which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee. Neither shall any man come in my dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, yes. Thou dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt turn the people of thy knowledge, and the man of thy body shall come in the form of thee. Because he hath set his love on me, therefore will I do it. He hath set me on my heart, because he hath known me. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, for the right hand and the right hand. With my own life, the right side of me, and I shall be in this condition.
Alright, thanks a lot, Aaron. So that was what we were studying this week. And if you guys took the time to look through the lesson in the book, basically what the book tries to say is that, hey, look, this the lyrics, you know, because we're studying the lyrics for life and what the lyrics of the Psalms say and how they apply. Basically, the book summarizes this as, you know, kind of like a little essay, a little description of why God deserves our trust, why we need to trust God, right? And we saw in those verses outlining a lot of examples of, you know, God's power, a lot of examples of, you know, God's protection. And so the idea is that after one person hears the song, that you'll say, of course, obviously, we want to trust in God. Okay? But, you know, that's the message of the verses. But what we're going to try to focus in on a little bit today is, you know, that act of trusting God, you know. And so as a preliminary matter, the first question I pose to the audience today is, well, what does trust mean, right? So anybody have thoughts? So your thoughts about what does trust mean, or what comes to your mind when you think of that word, trust?
Let's go around the room.
You want to go around the room? Okay. Let's hear any thoughts. Like, start with Sandy. You don't have to answer, but if you have some wisdom to share, or maybe what's the first word that comes to your mind when you think of trust, if you have no, you can't think of anything else. What do you think? Trust.
Faith.
Okay. Peony.
Loyalty.
Aaron. Okay. Go around.
What was it?
Friendship.
Nothing to hide from the person.
guys.
You won't regret it. Reliance for me. Reliance.
So those are excellent, excellent. I think that embodies what is trust. You know, trust is basically our faith, our being able to rely on someone or something, and you know, all these things that we share with one another that encompasses what we think about when we think of trust. And so today we're thinking about, well, how does that apply when we talk about find that trust that, you know, might have, you know, we trust, you know, each other, trust our family. Now, trusting God, okay? So that brings us to our first activity of the night. So what we need is we need some groups here. So what we're going to ask people to do is, I'm going to ask... All right, so we have the questions. The first question was, why can we trust God? Group one, your answers. Alright, he'll be there for us, all powerful, control of our lives. Does group two have any add-ons to this?
Oh, he's trustworthy. And then, like previous examples. And, oh, he'll
provide. Alright. Okay. Group three, have any more to pile on?
Because he knows everything. Who else would you trust? Why can't you trust him? Why wouldn't you trust him? Because he loves us and sent his God for us. Because humans make errors and because he's provided each of us with blessings.
All right, so you got this very excellent answers by everybody, right? That's, you know, so many. So that encompasses everything I thought of, at least, right? That, you know, there's precedent, right, in the Bible. He's shown he's trustworthy, right? In our lives, he's shown he's trustworthy. And like what Alan was going off about, why wouldn't you trust him, right? He's all-powerful, all-knowing, right? Why wouldn't you trust in God, right? He's our Father. He loves us so much, you know. Obviously, God, you know, we have a good reason to trust in God. All right. Now, we turn to the second question, which is, what obstacles do Christians have in trusting God? Now this time, we shall go to group number two. What does group two have to say about this topic?
Some of the answers include, sometimes you need to give up certain choices. You need to sort of not choose to be with in situations that's not glorifying God. We thought that the actual process of trusting God is sort of an obstacle in itself because you make a lot of mistakes and there's a lot of learning in it.
Okay. What about group three?
We have embarrassment, unanswered prayers that can get you impatient, friends that can pull you away, God, parents, and outside influences.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Group one, any more to add? A lot of possible answers for this one.
Not being able to see God's path. Like, knowing what he wants to lead you in life.
Yeah, definitely.
And there are times where situations you can at times doubt God because, you know, like, as a Christian, sometimes people who start out as a new Christian, they can still doubt God in a way that's clear anyway.
Yeah. That's some big stuff. Yep, yep. I mean, those are basically what I thought of. Same things too, right? People are fearful. They don't, you know, they don't know. They have doubts, just like what Calvin was just saying right there. That, you know, they know there's God, but are they 100% sure that he's gonna, you know, do all this for us? Can we really put all our trust in him? And there's a concern that people have that sometimes gets in their way of trusting God too, that, oh, you know, you're worrying about your own stuff and not just putting your faith in God. It's just like, oh, I better take care of myself. I need to go do this for myself. Whether it be like, oh, you know, I can't trust that God is gonna deliver me with, you know, money, so I just got to work on Sundays, right? And therefore, you know, my needs are more important, right? Or maybe it's something in, you know, your own life that you say, hey, you know, I have to make this decision that, you know, that's best for me. You know, this is what I want. I want to follow this path. I want to go to, you know, this school. I want to do this job. I want to get married to this person or whatever it might be. And, you know, instead of just letting God handle that for you and letting God do the right thing, it's, oh, you know, you try to be selfish and just do what's for yourself. And as mentioned by a lot of people too, it gets even harder when you have like trials and stuff. You know, this is back to the doubts, right? Like, oh, if you start off trusting God and then something bad happens to you, you say, man, how can I keep on trusting God, right? You know, how can I keep on trusting God? He's, you know, withholding what we're asking for Him, you know? I thought He's going to provide me with, you know, a job. He's going to provide me with money or good grades or whatever it is you're worried about. God doesn't provide it. It's hard, hard. So even the strongest Christian, you know, I don't think they can say that they trust God 100%, right? That they don't have these type of thoughts too. And so this is, you know, something really common to everybody. And judging from all the different answers we got, so many different answers, I think everybody can relate to that question, that difficulty in our life. Okay, so question three is, what do you entrust to God? So let's hear for number three, group three.
So we have loyalty, beliefs, that we wouldn't get shot from the pizzeria, faith, and everything.
Okay. What about group one? Any more to add?
We entrust our lives to God because He guides us in our daily lives, leading us into a life where we can always succeed.
Right. And finally, group two?
We said everything, but we also added that, you know, we also have to do our own parts when we ask God for certain things.
All right. Well, good answers, one and all. You know, basically, when Alan says everything, that's a pretty good answer. Like, we trust our whole lives to God, right? Everything we have in the present, right? When we have trials, we gotta trust God, right? God's gonna get me through the trial. When we have good times, we trust God, and we thank God, and we praise God that He's helped us in the good times, right? And of course, not just now, but in the future, right? That's what it means when you put our whole trust in Him, that whatever happens, we just have to know intrinsically that God is there for us. God is there for us in our careers. God is there for us in like our marriage. And God is there for us in our death, as we all know here. We're all saved here. We know that when we die, we can trust that we are going to heaven, right? So He's watch over us from our lives, the future, and even after our lives. So that's, you know, all the things that put our faith into God for. But, you know, this, you know, my notes here. I forgot to, you know, during times of trouble, we really just need to trust in God to deliver us, right? Because, you know, a lot of times, you know, we don't know. We're not as smart as God is. We're not as smart as God is. So we have one vision of this thing, and God has a different vision. And God is usually right. For example, you know, our vision of the future is different than God's sometimes, right? And sometimes our big obstacle and just letting, you know, the future unfold the way it is not trusting God enough and not knowing that God is there for us. But, you know, we're looking at this psalm today, right? And I did think of some things, you know, to comment on about this psalm a little bit, about wrong things to entrust in God, right? So we say, oh, we trust in God and, you know, everything, God will just be making perfect to us, right? And it'll all be great, right? And is that right? Well, I don't think that's exactly true. So I was talking to Melvin during the week, okay? So this is a semi-ask mail type thing. I was doing some ask mails during the week to Melvin. And we were talking about, well, what about all these verses here in here that says, oh, you know, like verse 7 in the psalm, 1,000 shall fall at your side, right? Or something like that. Or like, hey, you're going to be healed in time of trouble, or you're going to have long life in verse 16, right? All these type of things, right? And I think that gives the point there, you know, sometimes it's not, you know, it's not exactly true to say, oh, God makes everything perfect, right? Right? Like, for example, if you put your hand in the fire, are you, and you say, oh, I'm going to trust God that my hand will not be burned. Do you think your hand will be burned, right? Well, you guys know logically your hand's probably going to be burned, right? Right? Same thing, similar example, right? Even a Christian, oh, I'm the strong Christian. I got cancer. Now, you know what? I'm going to pray, and then tomorrow my cancer will be gone. Right? No, I haven't seen that happen very much, right? You know, this is what people do. People think that, oh, that trusting God is going to equal a comfortable life on earth, right? But, you know, that's not necessarily true. What happens is, trusting God means that you'll be able to fulfill God's destiny for you. That you are going to be, you know, blessed according to God's will. And so I asked Melvin, well, if that's true, what about these verses that say, hey, if you trust in God, if you love God, you're going to have long life. That's verse 16, right? Verse 16, it says something like that, something along those lines. And he says this, he says, well, you know, there's several thoughts about this. One thought is that, oh, that, yeah, it might be true that, you know, you have a certain lifespan, right? Like, let's say you'd be 30 years old. God says you will be 30 years old. And if you trust Him, you know, maybe you'll live to be 31, right? Isn't that a longer life, relatively, right? But then he said this other thing, too, that sometimes in the Bible, when God makes these blanket statements, it doesn't mean that this happens to every Christian, right? Like in verse 7, where it says, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. You know, obviously, it doesn't mean that every Christian will experience that in their life, right? I don't think I'm going to be in some war where 10,000 people will be on my side, you know, I will die and all this kind of stuff, right? But the idea is that some Christians will experience that, right? So God makes this promise, and surely some people will have that. Some people will get the long life from trusting God. Some people will get the benefit of, you know, what God says in these things, right? But, you know, that's another thought he had. And one of the final thought he had about this is that, you know, also that in order to, you know, fully entrust things to God is really what he calls the empty set, that no one can truly trust God 100%, right? And so it's so hard to actually say, you know, oh, I'm going to trust God to heal my cancer, right? But because you don't trust 100%, therefore you don't get that blessing, right? So the idea is that we can't make up these things, you know, can't make up these things in trusting God. Can't just say, oh, you know, I feel like, you know, I trust God enough. I can walk through fire. I can go play with snakes or whatever, and poisonous snakes or whatever, and do those other crazy stuff. No, basically, we know that our trusting is based on the truth, our truth. It's the Word of God, the Bible, and that's what we put our faith in. And, you know, truly submitting to God's will. And so, you know, to continue on this topic of trust, turn it over to you.
So, basically, we talked about how, yeah, it might be that, you know, we don't really know sometimes what to trust God with. And, you know, I guess the only thing we know is from the Bible. It's, according to the Bible, it has His Word, His promises. And, you know, as we mentioned before, sometimes we just don't know where God leads us. And, you know, then I say, does it matter where He leads us? You know, I guess if you just trust that He provides the best for us, it doesn't matter what it is. You just put your life to Him. So many things we talked about, we put up some examples from the Bible where we can just trust that He will deliver. Okay. So one of the examples we found in the Bible is His promise that He will be there throughout our trials. Like in our psalm that we're studying, He shall call upon me as in if we call upon him, I will answer him, God will answer us, I will be with him in trouble. So God promises that he'll be with us throughout our trials, and he will deliver us. And also, a lot of us are concerned about our future. I remember from Alan leading the Bible study from last week, you know, we have so many wants, you know, our personal goals. And, you know, like, I guess, like, for us, when we trust in God, you know, our personal goals don't really matter. It's more like his goals, and our goals might not be his goals. So, you know, sometimes we don't have to worry so much because he promised us that he will provide what we need. Does anyone want to read the verses on the PowerPoint? Maybe. Okay.
Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow.
For the morrow. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself.
So, yeah, what Norman and I were saying is that, you know, our trust can't be just, oh, I trust that he's going to heal me of cancer. Some people, you know, like, you know, if it's their time to have cancer, it's their time to have cancer. But our trust needs to be based on the promises he gave us in the Bible. So, and then it comes out to, why do we need to trust God? I don't remember. Because, as we said, trust equals faith. And as trusting becomes harder, you're actually experiencing the Lord, you know, like really relying on God. And that's when your faith grows. And then, and that's what God desires for us, for our faith to be, you know, like to grow in him. And, you know, like our, you know, he doesn't really care about how comfortable our lives are on earth. But, you know, he cares about our eternity, you know. We're going to be judged upon our faith. And so, as, you know, the Bible said, he wants our faith to be refined like silver in fire. And so I put some of the verses that references that up, but I'm not going to read it. And then we also, throughout the week, asked some people to share of their testimonies, and also it was like our bonus question throughout the group, in what situations have you trusted or not trusted God? Okay, I guess I'll share first. In the past 6 months, I've been pretty sick. I haven't been diagnosed with anything. It's just that, you know, I've been just really ill to the point where it got to me physically and emotionally. I couldn't go out to do a lot of stuff. I couldn't go out to do anything fun. I'm always at home, like, you know, like, just, like, kind of in bed or in action trying to not make myself sick. Or I can't even hold a job. I had a job. I had to quit. You know, like, even with school, I wasn't sure if I can go through school. Some of you might know I just got into a master's program. I wasn't sure if I had enough physical strength to go through the master's program, actually. And then throughout the time, I prayed to God a lot. I said, God, please heal me. I trust that you'll heal me. You know, like the thing, like, you know, you gotta trust because he's merciful, and you know, he can heal. No one else can heal me. The doctors don't know why I'm feeling so sick. No one knows. God, only you know. Heal me, please. And, you know, for 4 months, he didn't answer. Like, even throughout now, I'm still feeling a little bit sick. And, you know, I still haven't heard him, you know, like, doing any miracle on me. I haven't been healed or anything, but after 4 months of praying to him to ask for healing, I began to be very disappointed in God. I was, you know, I was kind of mad at him. I said, you know, all these other Christians, you know, how come I have to go through this trial? Do you not love me? You know, why do you put me through a situation where it takes a toll on my life emotionally and physically, you know? And so 4 months, I almost really just turned my back, almost to the point where I said, God, I don't believe in you. I almost, like, kind of said, God, I just can't believe in you anymore. I can't believe you let me go through this situation. Can you, like, I was thinking, have you considered my feeling before putting me in this situation where it just, like, you know, so depressing for me for the past, every day of my life for the past couple months? I mean, like, I was just literally at home all the time. It was so depressing for me. But then, I don't know, like, it started hitting me after I was reading this, like, online resource about biblical healing. And then it said, you know, sometimes maybe it is God's will for you to be ill. And after I read that, I remember, like, I cried for, like, half an hour. Like, I said, God, you know, maybe this is going to be the rest of my life, that I will be always constantly ill. I can never go travel anywhere. I cannot rely on anything. I cannot say make promises. I haven't met up with my friends for so long because I can't make promises to meet anyone. You know, even though this is going to be my everyday life, it's fine. And I just, you know, I just submit to him. I say, you know, if it's your will that I'm sick, then if I'm sick for the rest of my life, it's fine. Because then it gets back to our topic of trust. Then I just started trusting that he has the best plan for me. And even through illness, you know, even though if I'm just going to be sick every day, then I know that even through being sick every day, that's the best plan for me. And so, you know, I just cried out for half an hour, say, you know, let me grieve over this for 30 minutes, and then let me just submit and just accept what you have for me. And throughout this, even though actually physically, I don't know, I have my ups and downs. Sometimes I'm better and sometimes I'm worse. And luckily today is my up day, so I can speak so loud. But, you know, like, throughout this situation, I found that I'm closer to God. You know, like, I'm just, sometimes, you know, I don't really care about how I'm feeling. I'm just happy that I'm walking with him, and like, I'm not upset at him. I'm not disappointed at him. I just am happy that, you know, God, you're with me. I just, that's my call, that's my prayer every day, just to, like, you know, be with well condition with him. And that's it.
Okay. All right. Let's hear from Dave Tran.
Okay, so one of the questions I'm asked a lot is, like, how can I always be so calm or relaxed with things about that, like that? Because, well, when people see me, especially not on Sundays, I'm always in, like, flip-flops, I'm always lounging around or sleeping or whatever. And then so, it's because that I'm able to trust in God and that He will provide. I wasn't always this way. Back a few years, I used to always be like controlling of everything that I did, meticulously doing things for a purpose, and not really trusting in God to do things for me, and always taking things from my hand. And so now that after learning a few things and having some things happen, that I'm able to trust him. And now that, although I don't know what the future may bring for me, providing for my job and things like that, or for my car and things, I know that God will provide, and that I can trust that he'll lead the way for me.
Right, and we'll open the floor to anyone who had a good answer to the bonus question. If you have something to share. Look, we have Someone's trying to volunteer Aaron here. Do you have something good to share? I don't know.
Okay, back then in the eighth grade when we applied for high school, I applied for Lowell first, and I didn't get it, so then they put me to like Burton. So I tried to like reapply again, like put somebody else like McGinn or something. You know, but, and then the letter came again and it didn't work. So I'm just like, alright, I'll just go to Burton. So, like my first week, getting to Burton, I didn't make like any friends. I just stuck to the old friends, which were like two people. And then, like one made more friends, and then to this other guy. And then like every lunch, we would just go to this room and do homework. And then like the second week, actually like throughout my days in Burton, I'll always like pray to God and then be like, I'm just really like really lonely, and I just pray that you could like give me some friends or something. And then like for the past 2 weeks I prayed to him, and then like I guess he granted my wish. Like I like got him to Lincoln for this waiting hall thing, and I got in, right? So I just like really really thank him that like he granted my wish. If I didn't go to Lincoln, I probably wouldn't go to Friday Fellowships, which to learn more about him. Yeah. And now I go to fellowship. I made more friends at Lincoln, and I go to church every Sunday.
Alright. Anybody else have answers to the bonus question that they would like to share? Open forum, right? All right, hearing nothing, we will conclude then.
Okay. Well, throughout preparing for this week, this verse really had been my strength for, like, you know, trusting in God that, you know, even though in the present we don't know what's happening, sometimes it can be hostile, like in my situation, illness. In others, it might be, you know, like, cannot find a job or anything. That, you know, we know that all things work together for good to those who love him and to those who are called according to his purpose. So, yeah.
All right, so there it is. Psalm 91, trusting God. God is truly worthy of our trust. So let's end off with a word of prayer. Dear God, we thank you for this time. We thank you that we're able to talk about trust and about how, you know, great it is that we are able to trust you and all the great things that can happen when we trust you. And also to hear about, you know, the struggles that happen when we trust you, that, you know, we know these struggles, you know, are probably for a purpose, that they help build up our faith, that, you know, that through our trials we learn to trust you more, that you, we know that you're always there to deliver us from any trials. And God, we thank you for those who were able to, you know, tell us a little about their lives and how they trusted God too, that we could, you know, learn from their experiences. And hopefully in our experiences, we can, you know, just learn to more and more put our trust into you, God. And may that be our prayer for our whole lives, that we just continue to trust. So just watch over the rest of this evening, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.